I got a place to eat, I got a place to sleep, and plenty good clothes to wear. I got a hat on my head, shoes on my feet, so what need I care? For I'm the luckiest coon in this town. Well, well, here comes that unlucky moose. He certainly is the most unlucky coon in this here neighborhood. Look here, Mose. What makes you look so sad and downhearted and forlornish, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I'm plain in hard luck nowadays. I haven't done a lick of work nigh on for 3 years. I believe it's all because that I think I was born on the 13th day of the month, you know. That makes a man unlucky. And I live out in the country here 13 miles. And the number of the streetcar that takes us out there is number 13. The conductor, he gets $13 a week. After you get off the car out there, you have to walk 13 blocks to our house. The number of our house is 13. We have 13 children in our family. And they're all boys except the dog, and he's a girl.
Lord me, Moose. You said he was unlucky.
I just say I am. Why, last week I went over here at the corner. There was a man tearing down a row of houses. I says, mister, give me a job. He says, all right, go to work. I took off my coat and I started to work. Oh, how I did work that day. That night when the whistle blew, I went up to the man. I says, mister, do I have a suit? He says, yes, you're a good workman. I said, you want any more help? He says, who wants a job? I said, my brother'd like to have a job. He says, all right, send your brother around in the morning. So next morning, my brother and I, we was right on the job. We went to work, and oh, how we did work that day. We worked so hard. We never lift our heads off our work. When the whistle blew 6 o'clock, I went up to the foreman. I said, mister, how do you like my brother? He says, all right, you two boys are the best workmen on this job. I said, want any more help? He said, who wants a job? I said, my father'd like to go to work. Why, I said, your father's too old to work. I said, oh, no, mister. Our father can do more work in one day than us two boys can do in 3. The man says, all right, send your father around tomorrow morning, and you two boys stay at home.
Lord, that was Scandinavian.
Yeah, but I hear that you're lucky.
Indeed I am.
Mm-hmm. I heard you done stopped drinking whiskey.
Oh, go on. Oh, yes, you know that stuff done made me down low.
Widely anybody low.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm going to tell you my experiences at a camp meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know that that stuff is awful. And I says to them, brothers and sisters, I come here this evening.
I know you did.
With foam in my mouth and yes, on me like back a leaf.
Several crabs. Oh, chocolate.
And I got down on my bended knees.
Put it over.
And then I held up my right hand.
Shoot the 20.
And I said, glory, hallelujah, and
East is up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Then I done signed them papers. Never to drink another drop as long as I live.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to freeze it and eat it.